This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, let's go. If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
I like this one. Aaron's comment that came in. They tried to sum up most of the stories that we heard in the first half of the show. I was having car sex with a potato in a church parking lot when an old guy in a Ford rear entered my car and the cops gave me a cheeseburger. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to sum it all up.
Well, you said it, man. The guy who called up with the sex in a potato field and in the church parking lot might have the best story so far.
And he said, it's not a good story. I enjoyed him the most.
Yeah, he said it was a boring one.
Yeah. And
he's kind of right, mm-hmm. But I still enjoyed the story.
Yeah.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, about 12 years ago, ex-wife and I are driving around the peninsula, having a nice day out in La Push. And as we were coming back late that evening, kind of early night, she decides to give me some road loving. After about 10 minutes or so, I kind of find a trailhead area to pull off to the side of the road. And when I pulled in to this parking area, I did not see the police officer sitting over in the corner with his lights off, I assume doing paperwork or whatever. So we're in a 97 Buick Riviera.
Oh, that's a nice roomy car.
Over the ground.
Yeah.
Lovely car. So we jump out, jump into the back seat. She's on top, perked up, and for the world to see, well, at least for the cop to see. And he decides to hop out of his car and walk over to us. I don't know if he just had his foot on the brake or whatever, but as soon as he gets out of his car starts driving away.
Uh-oh.
It does a nice big half circle and crashes into my rear driver's side door.
Okay, Ooh. Now let me ask you this. At the point that this happens, do you look at the cop and just say, hey, it's a wash?
So, we didn't see him until his SUV impacted the car.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, we got a dent in a shattered window, and we're both naked, and as we look up, we just see the front end of an Expedition.
So you have no idea if the guy maybe could have just driven it right into the side of your car.
We had no idea what was going on. So we clambered out through the other side, tried to put clothes on. As he's yelling and embarrassed and trying to make sure we're okay all at the same time. And at the end of it, I had a broken window and a very small dent in my door. And the consensus was, he wouldn't say anything if we didn't say anything, and we just parted ways.
That's the way you do it right there.
I think that's fair.
I do, too.
That's when you look at the cop and like, was there something you wanted to say, sir?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
As your SUV is smashed.
Well, it's also lucky that the officer did not walk up to the driver's side of the car and not see what was going on behind him, and then that thing comes from behind, man, and, you know, pins him up against the door. That would be the worst-case scenario.
For the cop.
That's what I'm saying. You start walking down the road, you don't realize that the car is not in park, comes behind you, man, and just pins you into the other car. Because that's where I would stand if I was an officer. I'd go home to the driver's side.
No, well, of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but I think the cop made the right decision. Like, yeah, listen, try not to have sex here anymore, but tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say a word. We cool.
Yeah, that's why we put these safari bars on the front. It's not for giraffes.
That's what most people I know that have gotten caught as an adult. That's the interaction.
What's that?
Like, if you get caught, generally, if you get caught as an adult and you're not, like, you're not living in your car, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, generally, the cops can be like, all right.
Can you not
right,
have
just
sex
move it along.
Here, man?
Yeah.
God, years ago, still living in Baltimore, and that's a big-ass shepherd. Never had to walk him on a leash. This dog would either stand by your side or follow any command. It was unbelievable. But we're walking one day. It's like 2 in the morning or whatever. And we're on a regular path. We turn the corner and there's a cab parked. But I don't see anybody inside of the cab. And my dog just makes a beeline for this taxi, throws his front paws on the window. And the dog itself was not shaking the car, but it looked like the car was shaking because of him. So I kind of jog up to him like, what are you doing? And as I get there, the cab driver is screaming at my dog because he was having sex with the prostitute in the back.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Man, I didn't know. And I didn't even care, but it's just the thing. The guy's like screaming at the dog. I was like, bro, you're having sex on the side of the road. The dog was curious. Like, sorry, man.
I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, like, get back to it.
Mm-hmm. If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421.
And if it makes you feel better, my dog stares at me half the time I'm having sex. Don't worry about it. It's just what he does. Creepy son of a bitch. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, a little bit of a crazy one. This was back when I was a teenager. Had this girl in my car. And, of course, wanted to show off a little bit. Decided to take her out to the street races that are down there in Kent at the time. And, we went down there. It was a pretty wild weekend. You know, there's probably about 300-400 cars out, just a usual night. And nothing too crazy happened while we were there, but me, her, and my buddy that was in his car decided, all right, we're going to call it a night. Let's head out. Well, we're on our way home, kind of a ways away from down there, and we're getting to these back roads, and when you kind of like that adrenaline rush, we came to a red light and kind of looked over at my buddy that was in his car. And, he just kind of gave me that look like, all right, we're going for it when it turns green. Light turns green. We take off. We're hauling ass. By the end of this straightaway, we're probably doing about, 120, 130 miles an hour. Right as we are just getting ready to start slowing down, I look to my right, and there's this little side street. Sheriff sitting right there in the dark with no lights on. And we passed this guy. We were still probably doing about 120 when we passed him.
So what do you do? Do you just keep going 120? Nobody won't catch your ass, or do you actually slow down?
Well, that was kind of the thing, it was kind of a split-second decision. We're like, well, if we slow down, we're probably definitely getting a reckless driving ticket.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
He's done. Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Why did we come in?
I don't know.
Why did we come in today?
Let's take the rest of the day off. Let's just call it quits.
Yeah.
And just done.
Oh, my God.
Done.
Oh, my God.
Or to start drinking, do the show drunk.
Ooh.
Yeah, now, see? See? Yeah. Now you're liking that idea.
don't encourage that. If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK. Because we will.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Come on, Brian. We need you, buddy.
Come on, Brian. All right. So I got a good one for you. It's not about my car. It's about my buddy's dad's car. So, he's not really... All right, when I was a teenager, I kind of sucked. So did my friends. And there was this guy that wasn't really our friend, but sometimes he had money or something we could use. He wanted to hang out with us for the weekend while we were partying. I'm like, all right, come over. He borrows his dad's car. And in my head, I'm like, wow, this kid's got a car. That's great, because my drug dealer really needs a TV, and I don't have a car to go get one for him. So I have a bunch of Xanax. And I'm like, hey, you want some Xanax? kid goes, yeah, takes it, passes out. I take his car with my buddy. I go steal a TV.
You steal a TV?
Did you not hear the setup? I had a drug dealer that wanted a TV. I didn't have a car to get one. Nothing told me that this was going to be above board.
Did you steal this from a residence, or did you steal this from a department store?
Oh, definitely a residence, we did a B&E, as it was called back then.
They still call those B&E.
Yeah, they still call it that. It's still illegal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They've changed the rules. You can't break into someone's house.
You haven't done it in a while, but yeah, they still frown on
it. If you have like a weapon on you, it's an armed robbery.
So I get back, get my drugs from my drug dealer, give him the TV, bring the car back, everything. The next day, we're all hanging out. The kid all of a sudden passes out again. I'm like, what's going on? My buddy's like, oh, I gave him a bunch more Xanax. I was like, why? Like, oh, we're going to go have fun with the car. Like, all right. My buddy decides to drive the car. With the kid in it. The kid's in the back seat. This kid guy is rallying this little Toyota like crazy on this dirt road, hits a telephone pole. This kid pops up, goes, what was that? And I was like, it's nothing, just a bump. You know, he's like, okay. Just goes back to sleep with this telephone pole right in front of him. I was like, hey man, maybe we should calm down. He's like, no, we shouldn't calm down. What we need to do is put this kid on the couch and then take this car wheeling. I was like, oh no. So, we drop him off. This guy decides to just mosh this thing as fast as he can through the woods, blows out tires, gets rid of mirrors. I mean, this car is destroyed. And I'm like, what are we going to do now? He's like, oh, well, we'll drive it over to our other buddy's house and bring it there. That kid and all his brothers spray paint a monster face on the front of the car, General Lee on it, put a bunch of spare tires on it. The thing looks horrible. I mean, this car is destroyed. Technically drivable, but it's destroyed. And we drive back to my buddy's house, and I'm sitting on the back porch on the front lawn. Sitting on the back porch. I can see the car, and you know who shows up? That kid's dad. Man, and the look on this guy's face when he saw that car was horrifying.
I bet it was. What kind of trouble did you guys get in?
Oh, I ran into the woods. No one even... Nah, I was fine. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not a jerk. But that kid went to jail, I think. I don't know why. He robbed.
Okay.
I think his dad was very happy being missing for a
Did you manage with your decision-making process to avoid jail time in your life?
In my life?
Yes.
Yeah, does it sound like it?
No, it doesn't.
You never been arrested?
No. Yeah. I don't anymore. Now I actually run a successful business, and I have two children, but I used to be good. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That's fair, man.
Wow. That's crazy.
It is crazy, but, I mean, it depends where you grew up or whatever, but, like, that's about the speed we used to run. Not that bad, but, yeah, destruction, drugs, theft. I mean, you're like, it's called being a teen, and you got nothing to do, man.
I have, like, yeah, I've never stolen a car or nothing, but I've definitely driven a car as a teenager without a license.
Did that plenty. Mm-hmm. Never stole a car, but I never had the ability to steal a car.
I've been in a car that I did not know was stolen, but found out later that it was.
I've been in two cars that I did, in fact, know were stolen. But again, it's like that was the adrenaline rush, you know?
Yep.
And just like him, it's like, well, I have a job now and children. So I have to lie to them about these things. But when they get older and get popped for the things that inevitably they're going to get popped for, that's when you can level like, look, you're upset because I'm mad at you. Let me tell you why I'm mad at you. Because you got caught. Your dad did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure your dad invented half the things you did. The difference is you don't get caught because that means you're being stupid and you're being reckless.
If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Donnell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, grasshoppers.
Hola.
So this one's kind of sad. I'll make it quick and I can tell you a really short, funny one afterwards. But a million years ago, I had a lady telling me about, we were talking about karma, and she said she was going to break up with this dude. And he was leaving for the weekend, and she had no car, and she wanted to go see another guy. So he said, hey, just use my car, but take care of my dog. I'll be back on Sunday. She said, cool. So he leaves Friday. She goes over, spends the night with the guy, and took the dog with her and didn't roll the windows down and locked this poor dog in the car overnight. It was a large dog. I'm glad I don't remember the species because it would break my heart now. Anyway, she came out in the morning, like around 8 a.m. to leave. The dog had died of slow, horrible, miserable death and destroyed the inside of the car before it died. And she walked out to a lynch mob that was waiting for her because they all saw what happened.
Was it heat related, or did the dog have a breakdown and just?
No, it was heat related, and she had never taken care of the dog. I know, isn't that sad? She'd never taken care of a dog before. She was very young.
Still, look, even before I had kids, I knew not to put my kid in the goddamn oven. I mean, there's just certain things, right?
No clue. I think she said she was worried about somebody stealing the dog, but she didn't leave the windows down. The dog died. Then her boyfriend came back, and not only did she have to say she was leaving him, but also his best friend was dead, and his car was destroyed on the inside. That poor dog ripped everything apart trying to find a way out.
That's what living creatures do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they find themselves in those situations.
And I'm just surprised that people didn't, like, call the police and turn her in, but they didn't. You know, granted, this was 30 years ago. Anyway, the other one, that was really sad, I know. The other one is that my mother used to drink a lot when I was in high school, not a good person. Anyway, she told me one morning after she'd been on a bender, she goes, "Hey, I lost a $100 bill last night. Will you go look in my car? If you can find it, I'll give you $20. And I thought, okay. So I went out there. I found it immediately. Went back in and said, nope, never found it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Go.
Oh, that'd have been my move.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not in there.
So that was it. Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to, if you're going to strike that deal, there's got to be a 50-50 split.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. 20 bucks now.
Right. Once you gave me the 20-80 split, like, if I find it, I'm keeping it.
Because here's why. If it really is a $100 bill, you can't make change. You can't give me a 20. I know you. You don't have a 20. Right. You wouldn't be asking me to go look for that $100
bill. You'd have given me 20 bucks to go look for it.
Exactly.
Well, plus, it's your parent.
Right, exactly.
If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, real quick. So I was with my daughter's mother, and we had been back to Nebraska, middle of BFE. You know, I guess that's appropriate to say on the air.
You could just say Nebraska. It's about the same.
We get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, you're right. So, anyway, so we went to visit my grandfather's gravesite, and it's like in the middle of the cemetery is in the middle of a great big old cornfield. Well, she decides she wants to get a little frisky.
At your grandfather's grave in the cornfield. This is the mood that she discovered.
Did you say, baby, I normally only do this in a potato field?
Yeah, but I was 21 years old.
Oh, so say no more. Say no more. That explains it.
Got you.
All right.
You know, so I was with it, you know. So, but, yeah, so that's what my old blue Toyota pickup would tell you guys if they could talk.
He has sex in creepy places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In Nebraska. Yeah.
He would say, sell me. Please, take me to auction. Trade me in. Something.
I mean, in his defense, some of the places you'll have sex because it's offered is not. If you just look at it on paper, you go, oh, man, I would never do that there. But then it's like,
No, they're giving the opportunity.
Screw it.
Yeah.
The problem is
she's here, I'm here.
Porta potty and festival, game on.
But, you know, you hear his voice, you picture a certain age attached to the voice. So that's what you're picturing. Once it said I was 21, like, oh, yeah.
But I still say, too, I don't think it's necessary. I think it's about being single as opposed to being in a long-term relationship.
All right, that is fair, as we are each in one of each, right?
Right.
I feel, but.
Because I think, but once even if you're, even like my age, right, even if you're 40, if you get in a new relationship, there's some stuff you can still, like, car's not out of the question.
It's not. And the problem is, like, once you're in a long-term relationship, it's like, even if you're both super turbocharged horny, drive faster so when we get home, like, there's no chance you're pulling off and just having sex there. It's like, we'll still have sex, but listen, we'll go home first, but we still have to stop by 7-Eleven first because we got to get that gallon of milk because I'm going to make this tomorrow. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's no romance. If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Take five. If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jose. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
About 16 years ago, I met this girl at Fox's. We're on our second date. I pulled up to 7-Eleven.
Oh, Jesus.
It was Ghostbusters.
You can't say
I believe him.
Sucker. Mother.
Yes!
Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now it's back just, to the program.
This is not going to work out.
No!
It's not going to work out today. It's not.
I'm going to get a beer.
It's not going to work out.
I'm going to get a beer.
Do it.
It's not going to work out. You got to get it.
Just do it.
What the hell?
Grab me one.
You want one? Just
yeah.
Anybody else?
I need one.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded like it was going to be a fun story.
Well, yeah.
Did he say he picked her up at Fox's?
I don't remember that part, but yeah, he basically came out and she was butt naked and they found a spot and then says they got married, been married ever since.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So it ends well.
It does end really well.
Did they have sex in the 7-Eleven parking lot or did they go somewhere else?
I think they did go a little bit more classy.
They drive the potato farm. Haven't you learned
it? Yeah. No, graveyard miles.
Oh, graveyard.
Graveyard.
Or graveyard's potato all farm. The rage these days.
Right. What about a potato graveyard?
Potato grave.
Is that the grease trap at McDonald's?
Or my belly. I'm just trying to think of potato graveyard. I also thought maybe there'd be more stories. Like, my car would have been like, I caught on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
drove
down the road.
Yeah.
Never stopped.
Then they put a ticket on my ass because my burned up charred remains were in front of a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
And there's no sense of irony.
Yeah. Then I remember it got towed. And I called.
So everything that could have happened to this car happened to this car.
Because I couldn't drive it. So then they towed it and I called the impound lot. I was like, keep it.
And what
they're
did they
like,
say? Like,
they're like, what? They're like, oh no, you can't do that. It's not legal. It's like, I don't want it.
And you
towed it. It's yours now. Take it.
Yeah.
It's
but
yours
they were
now.
Like, yeah, I mean, it was a pain in the butt. I remember getting a call from a cop. It was like, oh, we had to tow your car. I'm like, yeah, just leave it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably never going to drive it again. Mm-hmm. But
it was
yeah,
on fire.
You had to like pay some amount of money to get them to get rid of it.
How much did they charge you? Like, you took it and you saw what the car looked like. This is not like you towed a functioning car and I decided I don't want it. Like, you took a charred remain. Did you think I was going to fight you to get that bag?
Man, I'm telling you. A cocaine dealer has more integrity than, you know what I mean, than a lot of
the impound lot. Yeah.
Oh, the impound lot's the word. I mean, from the moment you walk in, it's just like, I walked in at one point in time, man, there was a woman in there. She's like, hold on, it'll be 5 minutes. And I was like, 5 minutes? I'm the only person in here, right? I mean, like, this place is empty. So I take a seat, and if it's glass, you can see through. She's just in there eating a sandwich. I think I told you guys about this.
I like that she
tells
you.
She's eating a sandwich. I'm like, okay, so I can see what's going on, right? So I realize, okay, that sandwich is gone. And then it occurs to me.
Had it been 5 minutes?
No, she cut the sandwich in half. She still got to eat the other half.
Yeah.
So she starts eating it. I'm like, you can't just, I mean, you can't just give me the damn keys. You know, I can't just pay this. And it was me giving her money. She was letting me wait to give her money. I was just like, it's real simple. Like, I just give you the card.
Right, and this can be done.
But she's not getting the money.
She's not getting
the money. I mean, that's the thing, right? Too. It's like, those people are not happy, but that job sucks.
Oh, I know.
Because everybody that comes in is pissed off.
But isn't that true of almost any job? You know, you go into Target, you rob the cash register. No, like, okay.
I was happy when I came here today. Right.
But at least at Target and running a till in most places, like, everybody's not pissed off.
No, that's what I mean.
When you're collecting at that point, like, you're dealing with everybody that's already in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good point.
If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, you Flatland and City Slickers?
Hola!
Okay, this is 1980 when I was 16. My dad had just bought my mom a brand new Chevy Dually. Brand new. Well, the pickup that I was driving to high school was a 58 Chevy pickup with a 3 on the tree. We lived out in Enumclaw. So I came home and I asked my mother, can I borrow the pickup? She says, okay, be very careful. It's brand new. So I jump in the pickup. I'm heading down Beasy Flats out of Enumclaw. And I see my buddy Gilbert heading the other way.
Gilbert, of course.
Of course it was Gilbert. Who else could it be? I push in the imaginary clutch and stuff it in reverse at 55 miles an hour.
Did you just rip the entire transmission out of the car?
Oh, my God. The rear tires hopped twice, and that transmission was blown to smithereens.
How long had you been driving this car at the time? Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, when you saw Gilbert?
Five minutes.
So you had your mom's brand new car, and in 5 minutes, you completely ripped the you totaled the car.
Brand new Chevy Dually, and the transmission literally went all over the highway.
And what is your mother and father's response when you have to go home and explain this to them?
My buddy seen me and turned around and went, what the F did you just do, John? And he goes, dude, he goes, you're white as a ghost. Well, my dad was in the Marines for 10 years, and I knew the ass whipping I was going to get when I got home.
And did you get the ass whipping that you deserved?
And then I bought a transmission, and I helped him put it in.
Oh, really? And all right, there you go. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe the car was salvageable, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, it just destroyed the transmission. I mean, it literally went all over the highway.
And by the way, transmission's still in 1980, one of the most expensive repairs, still to this day, that you can make on a car.
Well, sure.
And they would go bad all the time.
Yeah.
But you could kind of fix them back
then. But not in a manual. They would go bad in an automatic. You know what I mean? If you have a manual transmission car, you might burn up a clutch or something, but the transmission's going to last almost the life of the car. Unless you rip the damn thing out going 50 miles and take it in reverse.
You realize he drove that car as long as it took you to pay the impound lot person.
Pretty much. I just wait for the other half of the sandwich.
Minutes, right.
And then I started thinking, what is that sandwich? Because I couldn't.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. And that was another thing, because it wasn't peanut butter and jelly. It might have just been straight jelly.
White bread?
It was not meat. Vegemite?
Too.
Oh, yeah. I was like, is that Vegemite? Because I couldn't really see.
Where were you?
I was over there underneath I-5.
Okay, so in Seattle, all right.
Yeah.
Then maybe Vegemite. I was in Baltimore, no chance there's Vegemite. Here, very possibly
maybe
Vegemite.
Nutella?
You know what? Maybe. It could have been.
Peanut butter?
I'm not
jelly?
Sure.
Nah, it had to be Vegemite, Ted.
Vegemite's very, if you're not
she
Australian.
She also had chips. She also had chips. I mean, it wasn't like that sandwich was going down.
What kind of chips?
I don't know. She's eating some kind of a chips. I couldn't see the chips. Because they're below the little leg.
Well, yeah, she's on break.
Yeah, I mean, I could see her eating the chips. She was taking a drink out of her Diet Pepsi.
Vegemite and Pringles, mother. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she went Elvis and it was a peanut butter and banana.
I'm not sure. If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this one's 1996. My buddy Ryan and I lived out near the Quah, and we were dating a couple of chicks out in Enumclaw. So we're not doing anything. He picked up a new car, and we decided we're going to head out and see these girls. Well, his new car is a 19, it was used, it was probably a 94 Mustang GT.
Okay.
So we hit Issaquah Hobart Road, we're doing a buck 20, we get out to Enumclaw, we do our thing, and we start heading back. Back on Hobart Road, doing another buck 20. Right under Highway 18, we look to the left.
And there's Gilbert.
There's Gilbert, exactly. Gilbert, the state trooper, or whoever he was, he's sitting there with his lights off. And we make it, you know, another a couple of seconds, and we're both panicked, right? So we get to the first corner, kind of right after that straightaway there. And he says, okay, I got this. And I'm like, all right. So he shuts the headlights off, pulls down this driveway, turns the car off. Maybe about 5-7 seconds later, cop goes screaming by us with his lights on, and we both look at each other and do the surprise, like, no way! You know, like, it worked!
Nice.
And we turn around, we head back in the other direction, hit Highway 18 to I-90, and on home to Issaquah, we were safe and sound.
Okay, that's what we're going to ask the other guy. And so he's drag racing with his buddy, doing 120. So you answered the question, which is, if the cop's at a standstill and I blow by at 120, right? In my mind, and yes, I know they can radio ahead, etc., but the other way it catches me if I slow, if I volunteer this, right? Yeah, I would definitely.
Mike,
definitely
is it safe to drive in the greater Enumclaw metropolitan area? Is that a safe area? Did you notice anything growing up that was... I know you only know what you know.
Sure. Right. They were more towards the Outer Banks area, but honestly, there's plenty of space to be doing plenty of drag racing. Okay, I don't condone it at all.
No, I understand.
It's dangerous, especially the road that he's talking about. But it's crazy dangerous.
Because when I lived out in the cut when I was a kid... In everyone 16 to they're still legally allowed to drive at 940 miles an hour because there was a lot of space to do whatever. Everybody did whatever. I mean, it wasn't unusual. People would get drunk and do things, and other neighbors would like talk about them, but it just wasn't the same. You know, my mother would do things like shake her head and like, "Do you hear what your friend Frank's father did again?" I'm like, "What?" She's like, "The third time in one month, got drunk, drove home from whatever the hell the name of the bar was, and drove through the dude's cornfield." And everyone's so... But, like, it's just what he did. This is a grown-ass man. This wasn't the kid's
deal. He did it on purpose.
Nobody knows. Dude was drunk. Like, you'd go over there, went to school with his son, Frank. We're in the same grade. Cool kid. Oddly enough, man, he looked like John Travolta with feathered hair. Hard to explain. He's only like 9 years old, but that is what he looked like. But you go to his house, and his dad was one of those dudes who was always working on his car. Like, I know he had a job. I just don't know what his job was, because anytime you saw him, he was out front working on his car, but always drunk. And one of, like, a mean drunk, just those yellow eyes and always had the beer can. But, yeah, so I guess at night he would go to the bar and fairly routinely would drive through this guy's goddamn cornfield. And just like, and there was a clear line there. Like, he almost created his own road. And people got sick of it, but no one really confronted him.
The thing with my friend, I had one friend that had a nice car. Every other friend that I had, like, their car was a Honda Civic, a little four-cylinder, which was a little hatchback at the time. It was a little tiny car. We jammed four of us in there. There would be empty oil cans in the back because the thing burned oil. Right, the car didn't go over 50 miles an hour. So there was no way we were out going 140 miles an hour down the road. We're burning oil, blowing a smoke cloud, you know what I mean? A pollution cloud out the back with the windows rolled down, smoking cigarettes. You know,
and how many people are on the truck?
And throwing money together to see if we could get another gallon in there to go another 20 miles. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't like people were stepping on it.
That was the one car we had access to, the Silver Bullet, the 1987 Silver Chevy Chevette. And I can, that's the one where the sunroof popped off. We didn't even have the thing open. We're on 95. It popped the hell off, which... You don't anticipate this, but it decompresses the car. I mean, it was nuts, dude. Your ears pop, but we had helium balloons in the back because we're headed to the hospital because the dude owned the car, my buddy Tony, going to say hi to his mom. We got flowers and balloons and all this. As soon as that thing popped off, we're on 95. Now, I can't say we're going that fast because the same car would decelerate in fourth gear. It was, you get it to third and it would start shaking back and forth, right? Like you're on a motel massage bed. You put it in fourth and this thing would just decelerate on its own. So we're doing a good 48 miles an hour, whatever. But sunroof pops off and all the balloons in the back because of the air whip around and they're completely blocking with Tony's screaming his head off. I'm freaking out. We can't see anything. We lose all the balloons out through the now open sunroof, but we had to get them out of the car. I mean, we couldn't drive. And all the petals are blown off the roses. So by the time we get to his mom's hospital bed, his hands are like a bunch of baby's breath and green stem. I mean, look, dude, that was all of our money. We were broke, you know what I mean? Yeah. But his mom was good.
It's the thought
good.
That counts.
And that's, we wanted her to know we're making an honest effort to kind of surprise you with something cool. But as things go, it went wrong. And this is what we have left. Some baby's breath and empty. I think there was like two rose petals left in the whole thing.
If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
Somebody here, by the way, says I'm driving eastbound on I-90. Guess who I just saw? Gilbert. Gilbert's everywhere. Hello, Chris.
Watch that transmission.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Back in the 90s, I was in a city here in Washington, and a buddy had a city member doing a ride-along with him. And we had a lover's lane up in the remote area where the water
that, and they rolled up there and saw a car with the windows fogged over, and went up, knocked on the window, the gentleman, the city council member, on the passenger side, opened the doors, and it's the city council member's daughter in the backseat.
Her daughter in the backseat?
Yep, the city council member's daughter.
Oh. And how did that go down?
He lost his stuff.
Ooh, thank you.
What do you mean he lost his stuff?
He went crazy.
To the point of what? I mean, he probably knew who his daughter was dating, correct?
I don't know. It was a surprise to him, I guess.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's assuming they're dating.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of... That's close friends. I mean, you know, you might not be quote-unquote dating, but you two are tight. You know what I mean? You get along together.
But you don't tell parents each other's company. That. Nobody says, oh, no, dude, we're not dating. We're just effing. Mom, dad, we're not dating at all.
Your parents don't meet those people.
Right. You do not say, hey, guys, she doesn't have to stay for dinner. We're not dating. We're just having sex. She can go home.
Yeah, that right. That's my point. Like, they know each... I mean, who knows? She could have just met the dude.
And depends how old the daughter is.
Right. But I'm just saying, right. Like, generally, like, everybody's had those kind of relationships. Like, you don't meet the family.
This is a not meet the family relationship.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm 40. I don't want to have a conversation with my mom and be like, she's just some girl I call Saturday nights and send out Hail Marys. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a good conversation to have.
Send out Hail Marys.
And then in the morning, Mom, that's when I really turned it on.
Yeah.
Didn't go to bed till 2, but man, I was ready about 6:30. I didn't wake up early. If your car could talk, what is the story your car would tell? 206-421-ROCK.
Got anyone ask you one? Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Back to bed.
Thanks. Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Man, this is great. I love you guys. First time caller.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah. So, okay. me and my buddy were about 14 years old, and summertime, my brother, he's 2 years older than us, and his buddies pull up in this old Oldsmobile. And I knew it was stolen just because I knew that they stole cars before. So they pull up, and they're like, hey, guys, how's it going? And we're like, hey, and they're like, hey, you want to go for a joyride? You know, you want to see our new car? Okay, so me and my buddy Will, we get in the back. Actually, I'm in the passenger seat, and my buddy Will's in the back. So we're driving around. It's like, okay, cool. We're driving around in a car. Well, they decide to say, hey, you know what? Let's go into this apartment building. I'm like, why are we going over here? And they're like, well, we're gonna get a new car. I'm like, wait. You're gonna get a new car? Yeah. And so they just pull up to this Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the driver gets out, and he's doing his thing, trying to get into this car, and then he comes back with this purse and stuff, and he's like, well, we got to get out of here. I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, well, it's for a disabled person, so we can't get it. I'm like, dude, can you just drop me off back at home? And so... he pulls out of this apartment building, and he goes down to this light, and there's a gas station at the corner, and sure enough, there's a cop car sitting there. But I'm like, okay, it's fine. Cops are everywhere, whatever. So we turn down the road that I live off of, and we have about maybe 2 miles to go before we get to my house. Well, the cop pulls behind us. I guess they've had the stolen car that we were in for, like, the last 3 days. So the cops knew it was stolen and gets behind us. Well, the driver decides to take a sharp right into this neighborhood. It's 25 miles an hour. He's going 50 miles an hour. It comes to a T, and then he takes a sharp left. And you know those signs that are like, you know, you can only go left or right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He nails that sign, and I'm in the passenger seat. My head hits the window and breaks the window. Then he just keeps going down this road, and he hits a parked car, and I couldn't believe it. This parked car actually flipped onto its side, and then we ran into this rock wall. Everyone, of course, jumps out of the car, freaking out. I just kind of went out with my hands up in the air. I didn't run. I got handcuffed, and the cop puts his foot right in front of my feet and just pushes me off into the ground, and oh, my gosh, knocked the air out of me. But it was just the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
I actually got out of it. Went to the cop station. My buddy overheard me talking to the cops, and I said I didn't know the car was stolen and blah, 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 and I actually ended up getting out of it.
Well, it goes a long way when you're a teenager and you get out of a car with your hands up. Because every other teenager, myself included, like, I'm gone, dude. I am the roach when you flip on the light. Like, I'm not trying to be seen. I'm going to spend, whether I knew anything about it or not. So I would, and look, maybe someone's running a con, but if I'm a cop, in a particular, if it's teens, and as a cop, you know goddamn well that's going to be a foot chase. If he walked with his hands up looking nervous, like, oh, you're the naive one who didn't know what your friends are doing.
Ryan Castle on the way. We will sit and spin. We've got the top 10 Bob Marley songs of all times. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.